I noticed in this morning's paper that Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow, and so we're supposed to have an early spring. For the record, as I left the rectory to come over church yesterday afternoon around 4:30 for the evening mass, the sun was shining brightly, and I did see my shadow. Now, I'm not a groundhog, weather-predicting groundhog. I was called a weasel once, but we'll see what happens. It happens to principals and pastors, to politicians and parents, to innocent bystanders, to guilty criminals. Every so often, people decide to gang up against someone. Did you have people ever gang up on you? Have you ever ganged up on someone else? Now, I'm not referring to the estimated 33,000 gangs that supposedly exist here in the United States. Street gangs, criminal gangs, prison gangs, motorcycle gangs. I'm referring to good folks who, for one reason or another, decide to gang up on somebody. You might have noticed there's a lot of ganging up going on in this weekend's scripture readings. Jeremiah, as a young man, is told by God that he was formed in his mother's womb, dedicated and appointed to be a prophet. But then he's told that Judah's kings and princes, their priests and people, will gang up against him. In fact, they'll try to crush him and fight against him. But the Lord will save Jeremiah. The synagogue goers of Nazareth, who at first spoke very highly of Jesus, were amazed at him. But eventually they're filled with fury, we're told, and they gang up against the Lord, forcing him out of town with the intent of killing him. Jesus passed through the crowd and finds a safe place home. Despite of being formed, dedicated, and appointed, Jeremiah experienced heartbreaking opposition. In spite of being the beloved Son of God and the fulfillment of all Scripture, Jesus experienced death threats as well. God's people ganging up against God's people. There's a good bit of ganging up going on right now. Some folks are ganging up against the church, and it's understandable because of the sexual abuse done by clergy and how it has been mishandled. However, there is ganging up against the church that's become rather fashionable for different reasons, because of the church's defense of the unborn, because of our moral teaching based upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, because of our concern about social issues. Folks have decided it's fashionable to gang up against the church. Even within the field of education, our places of work, governments, discussions and disagreements can become so disrespectful and accusatory. Sadly, family members gang up against each other for a whole bunch of different reasons. Greed, pettiness, who knows what. And so often those families experiencing gang treatment are going through great suffering. Now, there are times when there needs to be prophetic behavior, a need for solidarity, nonviolent opposition, collective bargaining, group and community initiatives. But our motives need to be good and pure. Our behavior, our efforts need to be constructive. And our conversations can be truthful and charitable at the same time. The civil rights movement led by Dr. Martin Luther King, the solidarity movement in Poland led by Lech Wałęsa, the independence movement in India, led by Mahatma Gandhi, are all historic and heroic examples of efforts for the good of the human person, but also for the good of societies. Each of us, we are told by Paul, is to strive eagerly for the greatest gifts, seeking a more excellent way, a better way. The Christians at Corinth were using their gifts, their God-given gifts, to gang up and compete against each other. And so Paul forcefully reminds them and us that they have nothing if we don't have love. And Paul's definition of love is not sentimental, it's realistic and divine. God's people are to be patient and kind, humble and polite, selfless and forgiving. Paul goes so far as to tell the Corinthians that they need to grow up and mature and stop their childish ways, because in the end, there will only be love. We've gathered once again to praise, thank, and worship God. Our encounter, our communion with Jesus Christ empower us to work together for the common good. And because of him, we have been dedicated to participate in the work of building up the kingdom of God. We participate in the prophetic mission of Jesus Christ so that all people will one day experience the one person and the only person who completely fulfills Scripture, Jesus Christ, who is Lord.